This week's parsha is Parsha's Vayichi. So I'd like to say something over, primarily from the Radomsker, it's Parashloim. Pasuk Vayimayim Aviv Vayomer, right, the whole question with Ephraim and Menashe, you know, he said he should switch the order where they were standing, because he's the So I know who's older, but you know the younger son, he's going to be what? Even greater. Yigdal mimenu. So what is this lashon yigdal? What is the grow? What specifically does that mean? You have in Shmos vayigdal hayeled by Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it says twice by Moshe Rabbeinu vayigdal. Four. Vayigdal Moshe vayetzel echav. Then you have a koi hagadol me echav. What's this lashon of Godol? So if you look in the Tiferes Shloimo on page 11, he says, what does it mean? Achiv hakotan yigdol mimenu. Hanirali b'feresh haposik zeh, ki alpi mashamarti, haposik hakoin hagodol me'echov. What does it mean, a godol? So he says, haremez l'malas ha-tzadik ha-mashpia kol tuv ma'orer chesed ha-elyon. That godol is a mashpia. Because, as we'll see, the more mature a person is, then the more he takes responsibility for other things. As when a child is a little baby, so everything is for himself, as they say. But the more mature a person is, the more hashpah he has on others. It's not only just about himself. So that's what it means by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yigdal Moshe Vayetzei Lechov. So that's what it means. In other words, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzei Lechov means he goes out to see what's doing with his other people, how they're faring. And that's where godless comes from. There's manik ador mashpia. Okay, ikar avodas avdu shobrei Yisrael yos mevchinas ha-arvus. The ikar is arvus. You take responsibility for other people. Shekol echad al-chaveir, kama shekasavti b'mokam achem, mishar sov sho'olim zel azeh. It's a beautiful word. You're saying Kedusha, right? Perish, hey, Misharsim, Ochim, Bedecha, Yosha, Benoit Hashem. Misharsav, the people are real, Avodas Hashem, is when they're saying, Kashahim Sholim Zelazah. So they're asking, inquiring about the welfare of someone else. Kashahim Sholim of Akshim Zeba Adzeh, whom it's happened with Thomas Vosso. Shekol Hana Shalom. So that's what it means, Gadol. Okay? See, there were two, as he's going to explain to Rosh Shlomo. It says Vayigdal Moshe. That was one pasuk. Just means he got a little bit older. But then it's Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Echav. That's another type of. Just it's not just about how old you are, but it's I think about Pesach Kromos. It's about your maturity, your understanding of your caring about other people. So that's what he says is the idea of he says the older son is going to be what? Is going to be mashpia, but achiv hakoton yigdol mimenu. He's going to be even greater in that area. He's going to have the biggest hashpah. He's going to be motzi and he says that's the pshat we say in the Haggadah on page 13. He got it to the bridcha b'yom ha'ulei mor. So he quotes this idea in the bottom lines. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says twice, Vayigdal Hayeled and Vayigdal Moshe. And that's Merame's two types of godless. Godless Rishon, godless Sheni. If godless Rishon, Eno Kehim Gadayim, B'chin She'enu Molin, Vayeled, She'ezel Eno Mashpiv Kanoda. Just, he got older. Aval B'chin is godless Sheni, K'si Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzel Echov. And he says, those are the two parshiyos of Kriya Shema. Well, Eilu Shnei HaBchina Shul Mesiris Nefesh. You have the Al Kvodim Shul Hashem Mishmach Al Kvodim Shul Yisrael. Yim Shnei Parshiyos Shul Kriya Shema. Shema V'yam Shemoa. Parshiyos Shonu Nemar Meloshon Yochid. Shniya Meloshon Rabim. B'shonu Nemar Mesiris Nefesh Al Kvod Hashem Yisbarach. After the Hashem Olchechem, Chol Vav Chol Nafshecha. Parsha Shnia, Shavayom Shemoa, He Asara LeRabim. Shetzarich Kol Echad VeEchad Bnei Yisrael L'Spala Al Chaveirav. That's the Loshon Rabim. That's about caring for others. La'avo Hashem Olchechem Loshon Rabim. After Hashem Olchechem. Sekla Golub Torah. Zel la'alvaz Hashem ulkechem. What does it mean, la'alvaz Hashem ulkechem? Top line, page 14. Shegorim ava ba'ashemus al-yonim. The malam of Or Yisrael. Well, if you're causing ava, v'chein parashat zos nemer b'loshon matan tzchim sarah mesida. You get tzadim tar tzchem ito. Shaparashat zos yim l'omen tzchil shatzor kol echav echav hamshich shefa rachamim v'rotzo v'tov al chaveiro. Because you have to cause a hashpah that Hashem Baruch Hu should be mashpia on others. You should be mashpia. If you care about other people, you care that they should also have the avos Hashem. Then there'll be a hashpah of shefa rachamim. Shem yasu kain bevaday yimal Hashem kol mishalsi yashpiam kol tov gibish beirotzon abracha. If you're gorim ava. In other people, Avas Hashem, then there'll be a Gashmius Hashpah on everyone as well. So he says that's the pshat in the Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim is the night of godless. Why is it godless? Because it's godless means there's a shefa that's coming out, like Pshat Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he got it to is Lashon Hamshacha. L'hamshich ha-shefa. And that's the pshat in the Tzava, page 15. Atah krevi lechel. הדין על הרבי זה הפוסק גדול ומעלה סקוי הגודל. כאשר צורך להיות שישן נקרא בשם כל הגודל, היא כבר ידוע מעלה משה רבינו שזוכר להיות מניק, ושכל יום נושא ליבו ונפשו עליהם. Right? That was the godless of Moshe. And he says that's what a Kohen Gadol is. A Kohen Gadol is able to bring a Shefa on Klal Yisrael. So that's why it's called Gadol. Because it's not only about himself. It's about Mashpia and others. And that's the Aaron HaKohen. That he says, "V'nasa Aaron has been shvatim b'nisel alibo." Right, he had the shvatim on his breastplate. Kabel asmachal hamishvatim shal b'nei shvach. Says zochah b'malas harum b'tuim ruach hakodesh. Because since he had all of Klal Yisrael on his chest, so that's what he was caring about. So b'meila, that's the godless. Hakohen hagadol me'achav, and that's why Yigdal Moshe. And that's Achiv HaKadon Yigdol Mimenu. He's going to have the greater influence or the greater feeling for his fellow Jew. And that's by the Kruvim, page 17. It says, the Kruvim Porsek Tafayim. Pneim Isham Achiv. Each one is looking at the other. Sepeir shikruv apur. Romis l'malas atfilon. Parishchem sochim katzeim. L'hagin b'tfilosim l'orer rachamim olidei zeh. Ufneim yishalachim v'staka al tovas chaveiro. That each one is looking for the tova of chaveiro. So that's the parishchem kapechem. Sochim katzeim ufneim yishalachim. It's not just about yourself, it's about Pnei Mishalokim. And there's a famous word from Rav Shimon Shkop on the Medrash, famous Medrash in Kedoshim. It says, bottom line, page 18, Yochol Chamot. Yisem Kedoshim ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So it says, Yochol Chamoni, you might think you should be like me at Kadosh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Lomar, Talmud Lomar Rak, Loshen Miyat. Yachol Kamoni Talmud Lomar, Doshim Tiyu, Yachol Kamoni Talmud Ki Kadosh Ani. Kedushasi, page 19, Lumalim Kedushasi. So what does that mean? We should be as Kadosh as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Havamina. And the Maskana is not. So what does that mean? So the Rav Shimon Shkop has a famous word. His word is like this. Kedusha means that you're interested in other people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only interested in other people. So you might think that we should only care about other people, but neglect ourselves. So he says that's not right. In other words, you have to care about other people, but you can't neglect yourself either. That's why Kedushasi Lamala. I could be a total Kadosh, but you have to care about yourselves also. But then he writes that the word is on page 21. Avalei l'shtadal hamik b'zel limtso haskul hama chedes olsom kachrei kishneim dorish Hashem yitano skul hazo shikbay v'sad me'itzal adom ekuso shal adi shalom. But you care about yourself, you can't care about others, but the word is that your ani isha shafel kol ha'ani shalom tzumtzum. You see, when a person, like I said, like they say, when a person's a baby, his whole ani is himself. But the more he cares about other people, so it's not pshat that they're included in himself. He broadens his neshama to include other people. And that's the hikadosh ani. The imein ani li mili. That your ani has to expand. That's not only about you. Like a person gets married, it's not only himself now. Now it's his wife, then it's the family, then he has about the Klal Yisrael. So the ani, so the greater the person, the greater the ani, the included in his who he is, is all these other people as well. And that's maturity, and that's godl. That's godless. That's why HaKohen HaGodl Me'achav. Because the Kohen has the breastplate of all the Shvatim. It's not only about himself. And Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzei Elechav. The Dabbs are saying. It's Vayigdal Moshe because it's Vayetzei Elechav. And that's an important thing. Because a lot of people, we get caught up. And we, you know, and of course, we, as the Rav Shimon Shkup says, you have to, you can't care only about yourself. But the idea is, you, the greater you are, the more you include other people in your ani. And in the Sama Rebbe on page 22, he says that's the idea of nosin mos pidyon latzadik. He gives, sometimes a person gives tzedaka to the tzadik that he should daven for him. So what's that idea? So he says, because the Medrash says that anything you get is an unbelievable Medrash. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosim shelo klum el notal meruvim nosim l'shimon. He says usually when a person gets bracha, it's because someone else, you know, you got a bracha because someone else lost, so you got what he lost. So that's not the greatest thing in the world, because basically you're only benefiting on somebody else's chisaron. But if you go to a tzaddik lashpia, so he says, but certain brachas that you get, he says, "Zeh b'kol shvarchu b'nei Yisrael," by Birkas Kohanim. Because God will look on brachos harbe. A brachos uchav lachem. See, on one hand you say a brachos cham lachem, because anything I get is at someone else's expense. But he says that there's certain things, there's certain shefa that you get. Yeshmini hashpos, the Chasam Sofer says. He shefa haba b'koch hashpos shemus kudoshim. The shefa that goes directly from Hashem, from tefillah, so that hashpa comes directly from Hashem, not at anyone else's expense. And he says the hashpa, what we get from Shabbos, that Beirach Moshe says, "Kol ma'agneg as haShabbos machlo b'li mitzarim." So what does that mean? Because Shabbos is Shmat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Shabbos Kodesh Nimshach Hashpo Mechina Shemos Hagadoshim, because HaElyon Me'al Gavoa, Me'al Shabbos Zochel Hashpos Mitzino El Gavoa Me'al Gavoa Ve'ena Mazik L'Shefa Acherim. The Hashpo you get from Shabbos is the greatest Hashpo, because it's straight from the highest levels, and it's not at anyone else's expense. And the same thing, the Talmud Chacham Yom HaShabbos, you get Hashpo from the Talmud Chacham, so that's also Bechina Shabbos. You get Hashpa directly, no one loses. Because when everyone else loses, so that's like Chav Lacheir. You know? So he says that, you know, you give a pidyon to a Zedar Shem Ben Yerach Hashem Maskev Yishmerecha Zachor V'Shamor Birkas Konim Ukumo Birkas HaShabbos. So that's the connection. Yerach Hashem Yizochov Yishmerecha Mishomer. That is, the Birkas Kohanim is like the Birkas HaShabbos, that it's Nishpa from the Shefa Elyon. V'ani Avarchem. And therefore, no one else is going to lose out. So the greatest Hashpa you get is the Hashpa from the Talmud Chacham, from the Tzadik, from Shabbos. And that's the godless of the Talmud Chacham, is the Talmud Chacham is in the Madreg of Godel. That is Mashpia. That's what a Godel is. Because again, the more immature a person is, he only sees something only about himself, like the little child. You know, he doesn't understand about caring for others. It's all his toy, his thing, his, you know, it's all. And the more, as he matures and matures, he realizes the ani expands. And that's very important. Ulam echo ochi lakota yigdol mimenu, malas hadaga vashpos alazumas. And that's, you know, I think Rav Chaim Volozhin says, that's the ikar avoda of this world, is caring about others. And that's an avoda, because the person naturally is about himself, but he has to realize, like Rav Shimon Shkup says, he you have to care about yourself too, but the idea is that in your ani expands other people as well. And that's Achiv HaKotan Yigdol Mimenu. That the younger brother, Ephraim Menashe, the younger brother, he's going to have a bigger hashpah and a bigger godless, because the godless is what and it's not like some people do things, you know, to be in the magazines for PR. You know, we're in a world of full of PR. We have to do this thing to show that we care. No, it's about the things you do quietly. It's not going to be in any magazine, any newspaper. But that's the true godless. The things that, that's the true godless. It's about Sinei Aleches. It's not with, and that's Achiv HaKotan Yigdol Mimenu, HaKohen HaGodol Me'echa, by Yigdal Moshe. B'sharsav Sho'olim Zeh L'Zeh. The true B'sharsav Hashem, HaSho'olim Zeh L'Zeh, are requiring on the welfare of Zeh L'Zeh. And that's B'sharsav. That's the true Oved Hashem. So Be'ez Hashem, we should take these in mind, because these are things that happen every day in our lives. The care for others, it's not an easy avoda, but that's the B'sharsav, the true B'sharsav Hashem, HaSho'olim Zeh L'Zeh. Not like people are Sho'olim Zeh L'Zeh to just to gossip and to know, but because they truly care, B'sharsav Sho'olim Zeh L'Zeh, to be able to help other people, that's the true avoda Hashem. Okay, we'll start Mincha in a couple of